والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين حبيبي إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد اللهم صل على محمد صلى الله عليك يا مولانا يا أبا عبد الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن رسول الله صلى الله عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين صلى الله عليك يا ابن فاطمة المظلومة ما خاب من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إليكم يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي فنفوز والله فوزا عظيما عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بأبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا الله وإياكم من الطالبين بثأرهما إمام المنصور المؤيد السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بكيت وبكي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العقد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين كل عين باقية يوم القيامة إلا عينان بقت للغسائن يقول صاحب العصر والزمان لأندبنك صباغا ومساءا ولأبكين عليك بدل الدموع دماء إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون رضا بقضائك وتسليما لأمرك Today being the day of Arba'een for our beloved master and savior Aba Abdullah, alayhi ala fatahiyat wa salam. It is a morning for each and every one of us to take his or her soul to the holy land of Karbala. Let's all take our souls and look at Karbala. Let us take our souls to the Khaymagah and the tent of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. It is a day of musibah. It is a day of weeping. It is a day of lamenting. It is a day of aligning ourselves with Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam, especially Sayyida Zainab salamullahi alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. No doubt, as we all know, in Ziyaratul Nahiya, which I've just quoted from our beloved 12th Imam, Imam taught us and always remind us in this Ziyaratul Nahiya that we should not forget the gham and the mourning or lamenting for Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Imam al-Zaman says, every day and night, I, the Imam of your time, mourn and cry for Hussein. I don't just mourn and cry, but I cry for him blood instead of tears. This blood tells us the extent to which Imam al-Zaman remember Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam, as we heard last night and in the poem of our beloved brother this morning, she is indeed the hero of Karbala. Let us begin with our masa'ib and the maqtal of Arba'in. Let us all take our souls to Karbala and the court of Yazid in Sham. Narration says, Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam was brutally butchered an hour before Maghrib Salah. Then Karbala was swept with the darkness. Karbala became very dark. But as we all know, we mentioned last night, the moment they killed Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam, the first thing they did was to steal all the belongings of Aba Abdullah. And as we told from Arbabul Makatil, the last person who came to steal, he tried to look for something. He found nothing, but he saw the ring on the finger of Aba Abdullah. So he decided to remove the ring from the finger of Aba Abdullah. He could not remove. He insisted trying. He could not. He got a sharp knife and he cut the finger of Aba Abdullah. That is why Arbabul Makatil said, when Sayyida Zainab alayhi salam, in that darkness of the night, on the night of the 11th, as she was going around, going to the bodies of the martyrs, Zainab at one stage stopped. Arbabul Makatil said she stopped because she saw the finger of Aba Abdullah lying on the ground. Narration says, after they have stolen all the belongings of Aba Abdullah, the third one we all know, they came and started trampling on the body of Aba Abdullah. Arbabul Makatil said they made sure each and every bone of the body of Aba Abdullah was broken. Hence, narration says Imam Zainul Abidin was outside sitting, and Sayyida Zainab was inside. She came out and said, oh, Zainul Abidin, who is breaking bottles outside? Imam Zainul Abidin said, Amma Zainab, Amma Zainab. Oh, my auntie Zainab, it is not a bottle that is being broken. The rib of my father is being broken. Narration says, after they have trampled on the body of Aba Abdullah, they threw him from one point to another, one corner out to another corner. Now Umar ibn Sa'd said, you should go and burn to the tent of Aba Abdullah. They came with their fire and they started burning the tent of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. That is the moment Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq many years ago remembered. Because one day Mansur al-Dawaniki started burning the house of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. Imam would go up and down to protect the children and the women. When Imam finished managing the fire, tears would never stop overflowing from the eyes of Ja'far al-Sadiq. Companions came to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq and said, "Oh Imam, why can't you stop crying?" He said, "Wallah, I am not crying because of my sons and daughters. I have now understood what my auntie Zainab went through." Narration says, they bent the tent. That was the moment when the ladies, young and old, were going up and down. Zainab was trying to protect the ladies. But there was this young, beautiful daughter of Abu Abdullah by the name Sakina. She was trying to run away from the fire, and the fire bent her from back, so back of the cloth was burning, and she was running. Narration said she met this man. When the man was coming, she did not know whether the man was in their support or against them. She asked him, "Oh man, are you with us or against us?" The man said, "I am neither with you nor against you." That is Amid ibn Muslim. He said, "Man, can I ask you a question?" He said, "Go ahead, young lady. What do you have to ask?" She said, "Have you read the verse of Quran where Allah says, 'Wa ammal yatima fala takhar'? Do not scold on an orphan and do not shout at orphan." He said, "Yes, young girl, I read it. What do you want?" Last night we had the poem. 3 years old, 4 years old, fire was burning from behind. She was trying to protect herself from the fire. The man said, "Yes, I read." What was the response of Sakina? "And a yatima to Abba Abdullah." "I am the orphan of Abba Abdullah." Then Sakina asked the man, "Have you read the verse, 'Wa amma sa'ila fala tanhar'?" That when a person asks you, you do not stop giving the answer. You do not deny him the answer. The man said, "Yes, I read. What do you want?" She said, "Oh man, where is the direction of Najaf al-Ashraf?" All of them, Ali ibn al-Akbar, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn, they will always look towards Najaf al-Ashraf and complain to Abu Abdullah and complain to Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sakina turned towards Najaf and said, "Assalamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen." "Oh grandfather, where were you when Shimr sat on the chest of Abu Abdullah? Oh father, where are you when the two hands of Hazrat Abbas was chopped off?" Narration says, in that night was the most difficult night, as we all know in the riwayah. Now, of course, they stayed in Karbala in the darkness of the night until the next day of the 11th. Narration says, on the day of the 11th, Umar ibn Sa'd early morning made sure all his people were buried. And then they left the matayas from the camp of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn. And then they started preparing them to go towards Kufa. And you all know what happened when they were going to Kufa. He made all the women, including Zainab, to be tied with ropes. And he made them to go on camels without saddles for them to suffer maximum pain. But there is Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. They chained him around his hand and around his neck. And they made Zain al-Abidin to walk from Karbala to Kufa. Narration says, by the time they reached Kufa, people were parading on the street of Kufa, and they were beating drums, dancing, and thanking Allah for killing Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wassalam. Narration says, now the journey towards Sham began. Narration says, they were in Kufa up until the 19th of Muharram. On the 20th of Muharram, early morning, they found themselves outskirts of Kufa at a place called Nukhayla. That was when the journey started. That was when the pain of Zainab alayhi salam started. Narration says, the first town they entered was Takrit. Takrit was the town of the Mal'uni Saddam Hussein. Saddam was in that town. The first town they entered was Takrit. According to Arbab al-Maqatil, Zainab was in front. But you know what they did? They made sure all the heads of Matthias were in front, so that wherever they entered, people will be looking at the daughters of Rasulullah. Now, when they entered Takrit, narration says, they already assembled people on the street of Takrit. And they gave people task. What was the task?
hailstones on them. Zainab was receiving stones from left and right. Imam Zain al-Abidin, remember, in chain around his neck and around his hand. And they were stoning on Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam. Sakina, very young daughter of Aba Abdullah, they were stoning her. Rubaba, Kulthum, Rukayya, stones all over Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. Until one man from Nasiriyah, which is the southern part of Iraq, came next to them and said, "Oh people, do you know who are you stoning? These are the daughters in the house of Rasulullah." But people did not listen to that man. One Christian came. "How could you stone the daughters and the children of your holy prophet?" Now from Tikrit, narration says they headed towards Mosul. When they got to Mosul, Mosul is the northern part of Iraq. When they entered Mosul, people paraded on the street in a circuit form. And they were beating their arms and beating drums. Said, "We thank God who made these people victorious over these people." Meaning Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu was salam were conquered by the Mal'unin. So therefore people were parading and they were dancing and they were thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah did to Ahlul Bayt. Now when they later realized that these are daughters of Rasulullah, narration says people stood against the governor of Mosul. Then narration continued to say that now from Mosul the journey continued. They went to a place called Musaybiyah. In Musaybiyah, when they arrived, the horse that was carrying the body of Aba Abdullah, the horse refused to move. They tried, they pushed the horse, the horse could not move. You know what they did? They changed the horse. And the second horse also could not move because the horse was carrying the head of Baraka of Aba Abdullah. They changed another horse for the third time and the horse could not move. Then people came to realize that no, this is not anybody's head, but this is the head of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Then narration says people turned stood against the governor of Musaybiyah. Then journey continued and continued until they reach a place called Halab. Halab is around Sham. Narration says when they arrive in Halab, one Christian came because they arrived at a certain ministry. So a Christian came out and he took water and he started cleaning the head of Aba Abdullah. You know what I'm saying? Narration says this Christian, when he started cleaning the head of Aba Abdullah, he spoke to the head. He said, "Oh head, by the right of Muhammad and his daughter Fatima, oh head, by the right of Isa and his mother Maryam, tell me, who are you?" Because the Christian wanted to know, what is the, who is this head? Then the head started speaking. These are some of the miracles of the head of Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. The head said, "Wallah, if the companions of the cave are the signs of Almighty Allah, then I am also the sign and the eye of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Then people realize that no, this is not a small person. People turn against people who were chanting and praising God for killing Aba Abdullah al-Husayn. Now when they were about to enter Sham, narration says Kulthum stopped and she looked at them and the enemy. She said, "Can I have a request?" They ask her, "What request do you have?" Because you remember, Shimmer was with them. Kulthum said, "Oh people, can you bring the hairs back and let some of the men be in the front? So we can be at the back and the hairs will be at the back also." They ask Kulthum why. She said, "Because we the daughters of Ahlul Bayt, we are not used to people looking at us. People have been looking at us since Karbala. Let the heads be at the back, the head of Aba Abdullah, the head of Abul Fadl al-Abbas. Let all the heads be at the back so that the men will be in front." Then she had a second request. She said to them, "Oh people, Can you let us enter from the back door rather than us entering from this door? They said, what do you mean? She said, because when we enter from this door, there are so many people waiting to look at us. And some will throw us with stones. And we are not used to that. We are the daughters of Rasulullah. But there was a painful request from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Imam Zainul Abidin called out Shimmer. Said, I have a request. Can I request you from before we enter the court of Yazid and Sham? Zainul Abidin, they asked him, what is your request? Then he called one man. He said, oh man, can you give me a piece of cloth? Then they ask Zainul Abidin, what do you want the cloth for? Then Zainul Abidin said, I need the cloth because I want to place the cloth between my neck and the chain. They ask him why. He said, because the chain has been killing me from Karbala. Because, you know, they tied him around his leg, around his hand, and then around the neck. Now narration says they entered Sham. Wama adraka ma Sham. You know what is Sham? What happened in Sham? This was a place where when Zainab was walking, somebody appeared from behind and started slapping Zainab. Sham is a place where they took the head of Aba Abdullah and hung the head at the main entrance of the bazaar, Sham. And they made children to hail the head with stones. But now we know what happened in the prison of Sham. One day Imam Zainul Abidin went to the prison room of Sayyida Zainab to visit her. And he saw Zainab performing Salah. But Zainab was performing Salat while sitting down. Imam Zainul Abidin asked Zainab, why are you sitting down today when performing Salah? Zainab said, Wallah, Zainul Abidin, you know the food they give us is small. So I give the food to the children. I have to tie my tummy for me to be able to sit down and perform Salah. And of course, the most painful part of Sham is this. When Sakina died. You imagine the son and the daughter of Rasulullah, Zainul Abidin and Zainab. Zainab was holding Sakina, and Zainul Abidin was digging the grave of Sakina. Imagine how many hours took him to dig the grave. Today, when someone dies and we go to cemetery, how many hours it takes them to dig? Now, Zainul Abidin was digging, and Bibi Zainab was holding Sakina. Allahu Akbar. But when Yazid brought them in the court, narration says, the wife of Yazid by the name Hind. Hind used to work in the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib. Now Hind, she was fond of the people of Medina because of her relationship with the house of Amir al-Mu'mineen. Narration says, when Hind heard about the people of Medina, she did not know who were those people of Medina who were coming as prisoners. Hind prepared herself and she came. When she came, she saw ladies sitting. Zainab, Umm Kulthum, Rubaba, Daylam, Sakina, you name them. So she came and sat next to Zainab. What was Yazid doing? He had the head of Aba Abdullah. And he took a stick. And he started poking the lip of Aba Abdullah. Hind sat next to Zainab. And she did not recognize Zainab because the slapping of Shimmer was too much on the face of Zainab. Hind asked her, where are you coming from? She said, we are from Medina. Which house from Medina? Allahu Akbar. Zainab kept quiet. Then Hind asked her, who do you know in Medina Tul Munawwara? Who Oh Allah, Zainab said, I know Ali ibn Abi Talib, I know Hassan, I know Hussein. Zainab started mentioning the names. Then Hind asked her, who are you, lady? Do you know a lady in that house called Zainab? Yes, Zainab sitting next to Hind. Then Zainab said, oh Hind, can't you remember Zainab? I am Zainab sitting next to you, oh Hind. And then she asked her, where is Umm Kulthum? So this lady sitting next to me is Umm Kulthum. Hind now started shouting in the court of Yazid, and a veil got removed completely. Yazid shouted at the Hind, why are you not keeping your hijab and veil? Hind said, how do you tell me when the daughters of Rasulullah, you are not allowing them to put their face veil? But then Hind asked a most difficult question. Hind said, where is Hussein? Is he okay in Medina? Zainab said, can you see that head which Yazid was holding and now mounted on a spear? That is the head of Hussein. Then Hind asked, how is Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas? And he said, look at that head. That is the head of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. To cut the story, because a very long maktal. Now Yazid, because of the pressure, decided to free them. Narration says, when Yazid freed them, he called Zainul Abidin alayhi salam and he told him, you are free. Zainul Abidin said, I cannot decide until I consult my auntie Zainab. Zainul Abidin came to auntie Zainab and he said, oh auntie, he said we are free, we can go. Allah, you know what Zainab said? Zainab said, yes, we are free, but there are two things he cannot give us back. Number one, he said, already he separated the body of my brother from the heart. Number two, Zainab said, the cloth my mother gave me and I gave it to Hussein. That cloth will never come back anymore. Then Zainab said, oh Zainul Abidin, tell Yazid to give us the hairs of all the martyrs. Then we can take the hairs back to Karbala, because the bodies are lying in Karbala. Yazid decided to give them because he was under severe pressure of people, because people got to know, indeed, these people that Yazid claimed to be rebels, unfortunately, were the daughters and the sons of Rasulullah. Now he told Yazid, told Nu'man ibn Bashir. Nu'man ibn Bashir was the father-in-law of Mukhtar. Yazid told him, lead them the way, show them whether to take the north or the south. So Nu'man guided them. Now the journey began again. The suffering from Kufa to Sham, another suffering from Sham back to Karbala. But now let him just take you to Karbala because of time. Narration says, when they arrive in Karbala, by the time they got to Karbala, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, Jabir was already in Karbala. Jabir was with his entourage and one of his servants by the name Atiyy al-Khawfiya. Jabir, when he arrived in Karbala, the first thing he asked them in Karbala, he said, oh people, show me the water of Furat. Jabir went to the water of Furat according to riwaya, and Jabir performed the ghusl. Jabir then came to the body of Abu Abdullah. By then there was no head of Abu Abdullah. It is said Jabir went and sat next to the body of Abu Abdullah, and he said, Habibi Hussein, 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 three times, and there was no response from the body of Abu Abdullah. Then Jabir said, this is how lava does not reply to his beloved. As Jabir was next to the body of Abu Abdullah, narration says Atiyy al-Awfi, who was next to Jabir, a servant of Jabir, saw black flag coming from far. And so many black clothes. Hence we wear black. We don't wear black for the sake of wearing, Imam Zain al-Abidin and Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam, when they were going back to Karbala, they were wearing blacks. Narration says, Atiyya al-Awfi saw black flag coming from far. So he said to Jabir, oh my master Jabir, I can see black flag coming with many people in black clothes. Jabir said to Atiyya al-Awfi, go and check. If it is Umar ibn Sa'ad, let us know, then we can hide. But if it is my master Zainul Abidin, let him know. This is the moment, wallah. Atiyya went and he realized that it was Zainul Abidin and the women and the children. He came rush and informed Jabir. Jabir waited for Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. But come and see the scene of the day of Arba'een when they arrived in Karbala. You know, the first lady is Rubaba. Rubaba went around looking for the body of Ali ibn al-Asghar. Rubaba went to that body of Ali ibn al-Asghar and she said, oh, the land of Karbala, don't sting the arrow on the neck of my son. And then you have Layla, the mother of Ali ibn al-Akbar, al-Asghar, Rubaba. So she went to the body of Ali ibn al-Akbar because Imam Zain al-Abidin was showing them where the bodies were. And she said, oh, the land of Karbala, I urge you, protect the body of Ali ibn al-Akbar. And then, yes, Ramla, the mother of Qasim, you remember very well, on the 10th day of Muharram, how did they kill Qasim? They chopped Qasim into pieces. Narration says, Aba Abdullah came with rope and a plastic, and he collected all the body of Qasim and he tied them with a rope. Now, when Zainab and Ramla, they were in Khaymaga, they saw Hussein coming and he was holding something in his hand. As Hussein, what are you holding? Is a bag that you are holding or what? Hussein said, no, this is the body of Qasim. So Ramla, the mother of Qasim, went to the pieces of the body of Qasim. She said, oh, the land of Karbala, my son was killed and his body was chopped into pieces. I want to see his body into pieces again. Zainab then came to Imam Zain al-Abidin and said, oh my brother, I want you to show me the body of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein. Zainab was shown the body and she went to the body of Aba Abdullah. Zainab fell on the body of Aba Abdullah and she said, oh my brother, look at what Zainab said, the most painful statement on the day of Arba'een. She said, I am sorry, my brother. In your wasiyah, you said I should look after Sakina, but I left Sakina in Shahab. She said, I am sorry, I left Sakina in Sham. Now she asked Imam Zain al-Abidin, lead me towards the water of Furat. I want to remember Hazrat Abul Fadl al-Abbas. That is why when Imam Zain al-Abidin came to join the head to the body, as Imam Zain al-Abidin was joining the head to the body, he heard a sound from the body of Aba Abdullah. What did Hussein say to Zain al-Abidin? He said, place the infant baby on my chest. Allahu Akbar. Place the infant on my chest. Because that was the Katilega, that was where Asghar died. And place Akbar by my feet. That is why when you go to Karbala and visit Aba Abdullah, where Aba Abdullah is buried is Aba Abdullah, Ali ibn al-Asghar and Ali ibn al-Akbar at the same time. Then now Zainab alayhi salam, what happened on the 10th day of Muharram started flashing back to Zainab. Zainab then remembered the moment they trampled on the body of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And the last moment to leave you with, Jabir came and asked Imam Zainul Abidin, what happened in Karbala, O Zainul Abidin, my master? Then Imam Zainul Abidin said, O Jabir, I wish you were there on the 10th day of Muharram to see the way Shimr sat on the chest of my beloved father, Abu Abdullah. He said, O Jabir, I wish you were there on the 10th day of Muharram to see the way they chop off the two hands of my beloved uncle, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas. He said, O Jabir, O Jabir, I wish you were there on the 10th day of Muharram to see Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas struggling to hold the lash which was given to him by Sakina. He said, O Jabir, I wish you were there on the 10th day of Muharram to see the dagger on the chest of Ali ibn al-Akbar. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, O Jabir, I wish you were there on the 10th day of Muharram to see the pieces of the body of Qasim. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin referred Jabir to what happened to Ali ibn al-Asghar. Imam Zain al-Abidin said, O Jabir, I wish you were there to see my father holding Asghar with an arrow on the neck of Asghar. That is why Arbab al-Makatil said, when Abu Abdullah placed Asghar on the ground in the middle of the battlefield, Asghar was there on the ground, but there was no water coming. But when Ibrahim placed Ismail on the ground, water started coming, and that is the water of Zamzam. Then Imam Zain al-Abidin said, O Jabir, I wish you were there on the 10th day of Muharram to see the situations of the daughters of Rasulullah. He said, O Jabir, I wish you were there in the court of Ibn Ziyad in Kufa to see how you are slapping and poking the cheek of my father. He said, O Jabir, I wish you were there with us to see me on chain. Then he said, Jabir, look at the mark of the chain on my neck. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ridan bi qada'ika wa tasliman li amrik. La ma'buda siwaka la ilaha gayruk. All our brothers and sisters who have gone for ziyara of Abu Abdullah in Karbala, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bring them back safely, inshallah. Everybody, brothers and sisters, raise up your hands, inshallah. Let's make dua. After these tears of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn and the family of Abu Abdullah, today, as you all know, it is a day when hajat are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a day that you open your heart and ask Allah what you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everybody raise up your hand. These tears of Ahlul Bayt is tears of Shafa. And some scholars said, when you cry for Musiba of Abu Abdullah, and you have a handkerchief or tissue, before it dries, you rub it on your body, is Shafa. And they said, after the tears, immediately, whatever you ask Allah, Allah will not deny you, because the heart is now soft. And if tears doesn't come, but the heart is soft. So our first dua goes to the Zuwar of Abu Abdullah, to the Zuwar of Amir al-Mu'mineen, to the Zuwar of Qazimiyya, and the Zuwar of Samarra. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the way they began their journey towards Atabat al-Muqaddasa with Bismillah, may He bring them back with Alhamdulillah. All our friends, fathers, mothers, whoever have gone for ziyarah, may Allah bring them back safely, inshallah. And the country of Iraq, who are suffering under the hand of this barbaric, shaitanic, non-Islamic organization called the ISIL, May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy this organization. May Allah frustrate the plans of this organization. Whoever is behind this organization, may Allah destroy them, inshallah. The people of Iraq, wallahi, brothers, are suffering. I had the opportunity to meet the National Sunni Chief Imam of Iraq recently, very few months ago. He was talking to me and he was crying. Ask him why. He said, Sheikh, come and see how they bury women alive. This ISIL, what? Musiba. Wallahi, he told me, infants are slaughtered every day. So we have to make dua on a day like this for Allah to relieve Iraq of this musiba. Iraq has been suffering for quite a long time. It's only the barakat of Ahl al-Bayt that these people are surviving. Those of you who have been for ziyarah, you will attest to what I'm saying. You see these very poor people on the road from Najaf to Karbala. They will save the little they have and they give to the Zuwara of Hussein. They will even say, let me lie down, you walk on me because you are walking towards Hussein. Because Ya Allah, bihaqi sahib al-asr wal-zaman, relieve them of their suffering, inshallah. Let them see a glimpse of peace in their life of this world, inshallah. And we ask Allah to protect the atabat muqaddasat of Ahl al-Bayt, inshallah. Today, Karbala is full. Najaf is full to capacity. Take your minds to Jannat al-Baqi. Imam Hussein al-Abidi. I can tell you by now there is nobody in Jannat al-Baqi. It's empty. Jannat al-Baqi is empty. Look at the mazlumiyat of Ahl al-Bayt in Madinatul Munawwara. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, let the victory come so that Mawaleen al-Ahl al-Bayt will be able to go and stand next to Zain al-Abidin on the day of Arba'een to cry, lament and weep for Zain al-Abidin. Syria, they are also suffering. This shaitanic organization is still there. Let's make dua to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to relieve them of their suffering, inshallah. May Allah bring solution to all the oppressed people across the globe, inshallah. And all of us sitting here, we have our hajat, we have our needs. One way or the other, all of us, we have something we need from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us want to get married and we try and things are not coming right, both gents and ladies. Some of us, our businesses are not going well. Things are not the way it's supposed to be. Some of us, we have our children who we think they are going out of the way. One way or the other, all of us, we have our needs, we have our haja. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, bihaqi Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, may Allah fulfill our legitimate desires, inshallah. May all our needs and legitimate desires be fulfilled by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make it easier for us in all our endeavors and attempts of life, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And also to take this opportunity, brothers and sisters, to thank you very much for giving me the audience in the past 12 nights that we've been having our majalis of this Arba'een. And to thank the management committee, the LC, the ELC, those who are in charge, the brothers and sisters, Brother Rizwan especially, for inviting us to come and recite the majalis of Aba Abdullah in this night. And thank you so much. And let him ask for forgiveness if one way or the other I've offended any one of you. But from my side, all of you, mashallah, you've been excellent audience. You've been participating in the majalis. The way we are here, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make us meet at the fountain of Kawthar on the day of Qiyamah. And let us meet one day, inshallah, next to the Qubbat al-Mubarakah of Aba Abdullah, inshallah. And let us all meet, inshallah, together one day next to Imam Jafar al-Sadiq and Imam Zain
زين العابدين ام باكر ان جنة البقيع. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته يا حسين.